So Kennedy has some news to share with us this morning.
Yeah. Okay, so I've been practicing this in the bathroom, but I don't exactly know how to start. So for the past 4 years, I would say, my mammograms have kind of popped up hot. I've always had to come back for extra imaging, ultrasounds. Last year, I had to have a biopsy. And this year, I had to have a biopsy again. Had some calcifications in there that had gotten quite big, and they were concerned. So we had a biopsy last week. And then on Wednesday, as I was driving to Washington, D.C., I got a call from my radiation doctor who said that this time around it was cancer. Now, having said that, I want to say that the type of cancer that I have, if you'd like to go down a rabbit hole, it's called ductal carcinoma in situ. And it is stage zero, which is the best stage you can be. Mm-hmm. It is, if you're going to have to be diagnosed with cancer, it's one of the best cancers you can have, which is a funny thing to say, but everyone I've spoken to has said that. Mm-hmm. And so what it means is that it's in my ducts. And so your ducts is like a tube, yeah? And the tube is surrounded by a membrane, and inside the membrane are cells. We all did this in grade school, right?
I wasn't paying attention that day, were you, Dan?
Yeah, you're talking to the wrong two guys. Break it down for us.
So the cells inside have become cancerous inside the duct. Mm-hmm. However, my membrane is still in place there. So that's what the in situ part means. That means it's in location. It's in that spot, and it means most likely 80 bajillion percent won't spread.
Before we get to the treatment.
Yeah.
How are you feeling when you, I mean, we know because we've been talking with you behind the scenes and how you're doing, but to get that call and them say it's cancer.
Yeah. I kind of had a feeling when she brought me in to look at the scans, because it was so different than the year before. And I kind of was like, But I was driving to D.C. and I still had 4 hours left to drive. And I, you know, I had a dog in the car. I had to pay attention. Yeah. And I think I'm sort of grateful for that, because I didn't just sit there with my thoughts and go down a rabbit hole and read everything on the internet. I couldn't even touch my phone, you know, because I was driving.
Yeah.
So I think I called you.
Yeah, we talked.
I called Mr. X, you know, and I called Aaron O'Malley. And so, you know, talking to you guys made me feel better. And then once I was in D.C., you know, I had some moments that were tough. I think that, you know, I just kind of sat there staring into space at times. And Mr. X would look at me and he's like, "You all right?" I'm like, yeah, I think so, yeah. And so, you know, he tried to get me out to do some things, but there were some times I just kind of sat there. But thankfully, I wasn't alone then either. And then I had to drive back. And then I think like on Sunday and Monday was the first days I was kind of alone with my thoughts. And so those days were hard, I'm not going to lie. But I met with my surgeon yesterday to come up with our plan. And I feel super positive. She's awesome. I love her. She came into the meeting clearly having done research on me and, like, you know, came with notes written out. She was, if I'm going to have a doctor, she's mine.
She understood.
Notes, handwritten, and with drawings.
The ADHD of it all, Kennedy.
I tell you.
Jeff is from Norfolk. And what did you want to say to Kennedy, Jeff?
Hey, Kennedy. How are you doing? I hope you're great. And, you know, my wife literally went through this last week, meaning she had the exact same diagnosis. She had surgery last week, and I'm not saying everything's great. Obviously, you never know the future, but everything went about as well as you can hope. And, you know, same thing, you know, what you said for a woman out there, her doctor said, you are the poster child for why we do mammograms and get these 100%. Things early and take care of them. So just wishing you the best. You're going to be great. Don't worry about it.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Yeah. So the next step will be surgery, where they'll take that part out. And it's so funny because there's conversation about... I'm going to close my eyes when I say it. There's conversation about, like, what your boobs look like. And, like, you know, she's like, yours aren't small, but they're not too big. But we just got to worry. We don't want to leave a divot.
Relatable content as being married to a woman who had breast cancer. That is very relatable content.
I feel
like
I'm doing exactly what Lana did.
Very
similar. The
exact
same thing. Mm-hmm. Very similar. And right. So I'll probably, they'll be calling me probably today to schedule that surgery. They're probably going to do that mid-August. And then they'll probably most likely follow up with some radiation. And then because I have estrogen receptors, I'll have to be on some a pill for the next 5 years.
Right.
It must have been a scary phone call to get at first, but I'm so glad that they caught it early.
Yeah. So this is why we get mammograms every year. This is why you go back if you need extra imaging. This is why you do the things that you do. So if you have skipped yours this year, kids, go get it.
You seem remarkably chipper.
I feel really positive. I don't know how else to say that. I know part of me, it's weird, part of me feels kind of guilty almost that other people have to go through such harder times.
Sure.
But I just feel like...
Like almost an imposter syndrome.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, knowing all the things that Erin went through and the fact that she's been so supportive through this with me. You know, she's like, I'll go everywhere with you. But I just feel super positive. I feel like we have a plan and the plan is sound. And I love my doctor. And whatever happens next, there's not a damn thing I can do about it except do the right things that I'm being asked to do by my doctor. And so that's what we're going to do.
You're going to kick cancer's ass.
You're damn we love you. Skippy, I am.
617-931-1234. There's a lot of phone calls and text messages. People want to chat with you, Kennedy, if that's okay.
That's fine. Let's
about,
go.
About the breast cancer diagnosis, stage zero, as you said.
Stage zero.
Which
is the best stage. It really is. Right.
I didn't even know it was a stage two right now.
Yeah. Stage zero. Taking it.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.